Now it's time for Larry Weber to join us by phone and tell us what's going on outside. Hi, Larry.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope you are enjoying the January thaw.
I am.
Excuse me. The January thaw is a phenomenon. I think every year when it happens, we get the impression that this is something that is not normal. But no, it is. It happens virtually every year. I can only recall one January, and that was January of 1994, where we never had a January thaw all the way through. The coldest January I ever lived through, and that was back in 1982, January was an absolutely fascinating month. The average temperature for the entire month was 2 below 0. Wonderfully great cold month, but we still had one day where it got into the low 30s. So January thaw is a normal phenomena. It doesn't mean anything more than it's just warming up a bit. And if you look at the forecast into next week, we will be getting colder again. Not super cold, but we will be getting colder. The interesting thing is this morning on the walk, it's interesting the response of the January thaw. First of all, it was very easy to take a walk. My dog, usually after 1 mile, is ready to come back. But with the little milder temperatures today, and we had 24 degrees here, she was very willing to continue walking. So that's always an interesting thing. The other thing is I heard a woodpecker drumming and a chickadee singing the Phoebe song.
Oh.
Once upon a time, both of those two were considered signs of spring. But nowadays, I don't think it is. I think it's just an example of a bird willing to do a little bit different song. With the chickadee, yeah, it may be responding to the temperature. But the woodpecker drumming, I don't think is. I heard that this past week when it was 20 below. So I don't know what's quite going on there. But nevertheless, they were out there today. The interesting thing about this past week, I think it is so amazing. Here we just had one of the coldest Decembers on record, and we had one of the snowiest Decembers on record, and yet the first week of January was so intensely cold that it made us forget about all of what we had lived through in December. It was a real entity of its own. We had 12 straight days going back to December 28th, where it was below zero at some time, at least, every one of those days. That included two spells of over 100 hours each of never getting above zero. And that's pretty impressive. We had at our house here, we had 30 below once and 33 below. And I'm sure up in your country, you had many temperatures that would go way beyond those. And then if you go back a little bit further to December 22nd, we had a period of 18 days where 17 of the 18 days we had gotten a reading below zero. Well, we finally broke that yesterday. We had no temperatures below zero all day yesterday, and that's going to be similar now for the next couple of days. But it was very impressive. The average temperature so far in January is well below zero. That will change in this next week, but nevertheless, it's off to a really good start. Not everybody appreciates it, but I absolutely love it. On Monday, the coldest day we had, I did something that I always like to do on those really cold days, and that is, with an air temperature of 30 degrees, I said, well, I'm going to see what it is under the snow. So I dug down. It's only 15 inches of snow, and it's right here in the yard. It was on the grass. It was not on dead leaves and so forth. And so I dug down, and down in the space underneath the snow, I stuck a thermometer, left it there for a while, and went back and checked it, and it was 18 above. That's a difference of 48 degrees.
Wow.
That shows us the insulating ability of the snow. Many people ask, when it gets that cold, you know, what do the critters do? Well, there's part of the answer right there. They take advantage of that, and they go down deep under the snow. Now, as a spinoff of that, yesterday I was cross-country skiing. The temperature was 22 degrees, which is quite a bit warmer, but would be considered balmy. And right there on the snow was a type of insect called a wingless winter crane fly. And I have seen them many times. I'd probably see them out on the snow again today. and was walking across the snow. Now, it's a unique insect in the fact that they reach maturity in the winter, when most insects reach maturity in the summer. And so that's just fine. That's the ordinary day for it. But the question would come up right away was, okay, sure, it's out there right now and it's doing just fine, but where was it during that really cold spell? The answer, of course, that it was down deep underneath in that space underneath the snow. So that space under the snow really helps a lot of critters. I did a little more looking around, and I found a site where a cottontail rabbit had shown to take shelter. Cottontail rabbits live in our yard. We have a couple of them, and they will frequently come to the bird feeder. But during the real cold spell, I never did see them. And I think what they were doing is just waiting it out. They found a nice little spot, just cuddle up, and then stay there. Same way with the flying squirrels. The flying squirrels coming out at night, it's quite chilly. For the most part, they didn't come. Last night, they were back again. And so I think taking the advantage of a shelter and just pretty much just staying there is the way they cope with it. Quite a few other critters don't even get above the snow. Most notable, of course, are the mice and the shrews that have their tunnels under the snow, and they just stay there. And they probably have a fairly consistent winter. Now, whether it's a mild winter or not, it's hard to say, but it's fairly consistent underneath the snow down there. Other types of mice, like the deer mice, will go across the tops of the snow. I also noticed, as soon as it started to warm up a bit, fresh tracks of coyote and fox along the road that were not present during the deep cold. So I think the answer to the question, what do they do during deep cold, well, a lot of them just stay put. Now, the birds at the feeders continued to come to the feeders. The only exception was goldfinches. I didn't have those, but I did have the woodpeckers and the nuthatches and the chickadees. And one of the ways they cope with winter is they fluff up their feathers real big, and that helps to keep them warm. It's kind of like a down coat they're wearing, and this holds in their body to heat, and then they're able to keep them warm. It's quite a good insulation. If you've ever had down jackets and so forth, you know, yeah, it's a good insulation. The other thing is behavioral, and that is they tend to eat more. And if you look out at bird feeders during the winter, it's from sunrise to sunset, it seems like there's always action. There's always somebody out there eating. And a lot of times they'll take food off and they'll cache it, but many times they're eating it right there on the spot. So, yeah, just keep stoking the furnace. That's what they do to keep warm. Other things of note, we are getting later. The sunrise is now starting to get earlier. The sunrise has reached its latest point of 7:54 about a week ago, and now we're getting an earlier sunrises. We're also, on the other end, getting the later sunsets. That is really obvious. It's more than 20 minutes later than it was a month ago. That's really obvious in the evening, especially if it's clear how long it will linger. It lingers past 5 o'clock. Sunset now is about 20 minutes or quarter till 5, and probably within another 10 days it will be after 5 o'clock, so it keeps getting later. Also of note, you probably noticed the bright moon we're getting. We are in the waxing gibbous phase right now. Full moon is coming up on the night of the 15th and 16th. Now, the moon rises later every night, about 45 minutes later every night. And so I usually prefer to get out at night during the waxing gibbous phase before the full moon. I find that if you wait until the full moon or after the full moon, it tends to rise later, and it's just a little bit more inconvenient of getting out. But if you're getting out before the full moon, as with the phase we're in right now, it's really quite terrific. And with the snow, you get a lot of reflection. It's a very bright time to get out. So, yeah, it's going to be just fine. We got a long way to go in winter, but let's enjoy it. It's just a terrific, terrific trip.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye, Larry.
Thank you for calling.
Larry Weber is a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school. He was twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. Larry joins us every Saturday, 9:30, on North Shore Weekend.